Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, oh, oh girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
To this station, you may be asking yourself, what are you guys studying?
the most important thing in the world that your soul will ever study in your life, if you're concerned about it in the least bit, the word of Yah. I know that some of you may be distracted and fascinated by what men do, and for as any respect. But at the end of the day, it's all about what the Most High says and does, truth be told. I, along with Cartrell of New York City, Sister Yehuda of Detroit, Michigan, Ezekiel of Milwaukee, West Coast, and you, fellow investigators, it is our job, our moral duty and obligation to do no less, to turn over every leaf, every rock, every stone, cross every T and dot every I, do a bird's eye view, a critical analysis and assessment, and then come to some conclusion. And once we've come to those conclusions, make the right application. Because theory alone won't help you. You know, I was thinking as the show was coming on, how we are quick to say, don't judge me. No, don't judge me. Yah judges every day. And if we use Yah's template to make a judgment, that's a righteous judgment. So stop being foolish. Yah raked us through the cold. Even though that being said, he left a outlet. He said, I still love you. But you got to get some get right. And also, we think by our foolish analysis that, hey, take me as I am. Did God say he going to take us as we are? No. Forget about that. Even in your personal life, it would be foolish to take somebody else if they're cutting up and they ain't acting right. Why would you take somebody? Oh, well, take me as I am. No, I'm not going to take you as you are. You better clean yourself up. And how any much less will Yah take us under the circumstances that we are under? But, you know, they have religions that says that. Just come as you are. You don't have to make any correction or any changes. You don't have to be contrite. Not feeling sorry about what you did, but make a correction based upon you're sorry about what you did. It's a difference. Oh, I feel bad about what I did, but yet you keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. The Most High won't accept that, as we don't accept that in our personal lives. And we need to cut out with the nonsense. Just take me as I am. No, I'm not taking anybody as they are. And certainly Yah does not take anybody as they are. So I follow his lead. I use his template when dealing with people, and I do judge people. I judge people using Yah's template to make the righteous judgment. So all this nonsense, don't judge me, only Yah. Yes, I can judge without, not, I want to fool with you, and you're a fool. If I use Yah's template to make a righteous judgment, that's a righteous judgment. That's not a personal perspective. That's what's said. Yah says this about that, and if I use this to make the judgment about that, that is a righteous judgment, okay? So quit with the foolishness. Take me as I am, because Yah does not take you as you are. You can't judge me. Yah will and do judge you every day of the week, and that's the final judgment. And so we find this in our studies, because life is something serious. So I don't have any contemporary comments today other than what I said about take me as I am. Y'all's not going to take us as we are. And why should you on a personal level with someone? Yah judges you, and don't you, should you be able to make a righteous judgment using the template of Yah in order to do so? Yeah, I think so. So that being said, let me bring on Sister Yehuda from Detroit, Michigan, so we can get started in these beautiful studies. Sister Yehuda, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is high. Shalom.
Shalom. How are you?
I'm doing okay, sister. How are you doing?
Better now. Couldn't eat nothing all day today, but better.
Well, you sound better. You sound better.
Thank you. Yeah, I get what you're saying, because the Most High said we're like filthy rags.
Exactly.
And people get offended. I know what the Catholicism is saying.
right.
you know, taking him going in their churches while people wear jeans and this, that, and the other. That's
right.
it. But it also has another meaning.
Right.
That's the fear. We have to change, you know, and we got to want to change. You know, it's not easy. But we do judge. We have opinions,
right.
and we do. It is what
right.
it is. And he didn't say not to, but like you said, righteous judgment.
Right.
Righteous.
Yeah. Righteous.
Oh, right.
Righteous.
The lady did get convicted. I meant to say that, yeah. What's her name that was?
I was... I took notice of it. It wasn't that, you know, I'm glad they got a conviction, but, you know, that's who they is. King Dawood said they're liars. They speak lies. So it comes with the terrorist collateral damage. I mean, but they knew that sister, that this guy was doing this for the longest. They knew that she was privy to it. She was complicit in it. Now all of a sudden he's murdered himself, so they said, but they had guards on the ship. But they didn't miss the man killing himself, and now she has to take the fall. They've been doing this for years, and a lot of people that were privy to him knew what he was doing. But I praise you and thank God for bringing him to justice and her to justice, though.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's why I thank God that he revealed, and it's not just people, Caucasian, but whomever that in this society who's ever doing evil reveals the evil. He's using the nation as a judgment card, so
right.
you got to be able. Yep.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sister.
Okay.
Ezekiel from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. May the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Hey, shalom, everybody, brothers, sisters. All praise and blessing and glory to the Heavenly Yahweh, the Most High El of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, yeah. I'm glad I'm on here again with y'all, and I got to be blessed to wake up another day and speak on to y'all and get the sword sharpened and get more close to the Most High. And as far as the events go, I kind of don't keep up with all the events and things. So
right.
You know, I just try to chime in on what's going on, and then obviously right. elders and them, you know, fill me in on this stuff. But just glad to be here again, and hope I can give whatever knowledge and wisdom and understanding the Heavenly Abba bestowed on me so I can share it on to y'all. So shalom, y'all.
Thank you very much. Shalom. Gartriel from New York City. Dear brother and friend, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Bless Yah, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise and honor and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, family. How y'all doing?
We're doing okay, brother.
May the Most High bless Yah.
May the Most High bless you and your other brother.
Praise Yah. Thank you.
Praise
Yah. You were talking about judgment and being judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to all have the ability to judge situations. But there is a judge, and everybody's not a judge. The judge determines judgmental things.
Right.
So when people say, don't judge me, no, you know, that's automatic. You know, people evaluate people. That's just a natural thing. But
right.
when you're talking about judgment, Yah is the final judge. And what is he judging? He's judging your character. He's judging the way you live. He's judging the way if you did good or evil. And if people don't change from evil to good, then those judgments go against you. And there's nothing human beings can do unless they're in a judge position to put judgment on you. But everybody has judgments. Some people got
right.
good judgment. Some people got bad judgment.
Right.
But we should be guided by, like you said, Yah's word. What
exactly.
constitutes good and evil? A person's
exactly.
character. Right?
Exactly.
And you want
but
your children to have good judgment because you don't want them to hang out with people of bad character. So they have to determine with their judgment because you can't be there all the time for your children. But you
right.
want to put enough in them so that they know you should be hanging out with bad guys or bad girls. You should be, you know, following a better path. And you have
exactly.
to use your judgment.
Exactly. You know, I was thinking, Cartrell, as Sister Yehudi and Ezekiel, and you were talking about that judgment status. You know, I allow people to make mistakes because we're human beings. It goes for the territory. But I strongly advise them, don't keep making the same mistake over and over again, because at some juncture, in some point, I'm not going to see it as a mistake. I'm going to see it as a choice.
So, yeah, we just got finished reading the story of Job. And Job could have been judgmental, and he would have been right. My friends are dead wrong. And he would have been verified because Yah said that they were wrong. As a matter of fact, Yah was angry with them.
And
but
since,
Job didn't hold out against them, did he?
Right.
Even though he could have said, Yah dudes is wrong. And I ain't praying for Yah.
But no,
you know
what, Kai,
his compassion. Like Yah had compassion for him. Hmm?
Right. But you know what? Yah told him to do this. Yah knew those men hard, that they would be contrite. They would make a change. So it was some initiative upon Beldad, Elihu, not Elihu, Beldad, Zophar, and Elizabeth. There was some contriteness upon their part.
Right.
And Yah knew these men. Right. So that's why he told them to do what he gave them an opportunity to make a correction. And he had the mercy, Job had the mercy and compassion to listen to Yah, because he knew, Yah knew the hearts and minds of men and women. And so he took an initiative based upon a confident source, which is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And they returned the love by responding, being contrite, coming to Job, and doing what Yah told them to do. It takes action. Just not come to me. I mean, just not Beldad and Elizabeth. And just come to me as you are. No, they had to take some initiative. They had to show some change.
And he knew that they would change, and they had the character to be humble before
Yah.
That's
exactly
why they were his friends.
Exactly.
So, getting to Epstein's girlfriend, whatever she was.
Right, whatever she was.
She tried to play the feminine card. Oh, it was him. He's the mastermind. I was just, you know, there. I was just, you know, decoration. No, you wasn't. Take responsibility. Right? Women's rights. You was equal partner. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They want to take equal rights when, you know, they feel they being shortchanged. She was definitely not being shortchanged.
Mm-mm.
But she wanted to, like, fade in the background, or y'all want to get on me because y'all couldn't get him. No, y'all was partners, like Bonnie and Clyde. They shot Bonnie too, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But you know, Katriel and Sister Hootie and Ezekiel, I have a faith to say. And when situations like that occur, and as you say, Katriel, take ownership. And I always ask people, and when they're in the relationships, I always ask them, they be pointing, you know, husband and wives, they'll point the finger across toward each other, business associates. Everybody's pointing at each other, family members. Everybody's pointing at each other. The question I always ask everybody is pointing fingers, what part did you play?
There's something called guilt by association.
Exactly.
And don't tell me she wasn't associated with him.
So what part did she play?
The part that is the most important. The most
right.
important, because he's too ugly to get some young teenage girl to get hooked up with him.
Right. So
she was
to prevail. She was sort of like a madam in a sense. She was to prevail in getting these girls and bringing them to him. And she helped mold them into pliable, usable, throwaway subjects. So what part did she play? Don't try to play
the rich
woman
and famous.
Right. Don't try to play the woman role. It ain't my fault. The dirty man made me do it. That man didn't have no gun upside your head, okay? Stop lying.
They want equal rights with everything else. So when it comes to some, the man did something wrong, oh, I didn't have anything to do with that.
Right.
Her hands are clean.
Right.
Huh?
Her hands are clean, according to
her. Oh, exactly. Not
she had nothing to do with it.
And just like men do the very same thing, the onus is just not on women. I've seen it when guys say, oh, well, like the devil made me do it. Well, it's all cause of her. I shot her. What? And she had a did this, and she had a did that, I wouldn't have killed her. I killed her because I loved her. Hey, man, don't love me. Something wrong with you. Your finger broke. Okay? So I've heard that nonsense from both quarters, and I always ask the question, what part did you play in? And brothers try to justify pointing finger at sisters unjustifiably, and vice versa. It's just the way it is, unfortunately, in this Western Hemisphere, outside of the land that we pine to go back to, and so we should. So let's study about this land that we're pining to go back. Well, some of us not, that's certain. Some of us want to stay right here where we at. They want them to get along with us, stop killing, mistreating, and abusing, stop teaching the tacky, trashy, and a terrorist, and sometimes all three together. We just want to get along. We want y'all to appreciate the love we give it to y'all. Well, I don't. I don't know about how they feel it. I don't want them to appreciate the love I'm trying to give. I want them to leave me the hell alone, and I want to get on back home. That's what I want. So let's see. In first chapter of Isaiah, the Most High raked us through the cold, and rightly so, because we deserved it, as we still do now, because we have the residual effect of our ancient fathers and sisters and mothers. So now he's pointing out to you in a futuristic place where not only Hebrew Israelites can come to praise Yah. It didn't say anything about heaven, no golden gates and whatnot. He didn't say anything about some outer worldly place they call heaven. He's talking about here on earth, a futuristic place. It's not yet come, but will come. Let's see what he says, Cartrell, Sister Yehudi, and Ezekiel, and fellow students. Let's see what the Most High says. So that's the only thing that's important here. Praise Yah. May the Most High bless us. He said the word that Isaiah, son of Amos, prophesied concerning Yehudah in Jerusalem. In the days to come, a futuristic, the mount of the Elohim's house shall stand firm above the mountains and tower above the hills, and all nations shall gaze on it with joy. Everybody's going to be happy. The Most High temple has been brought back, and the Most High is resting in that temple.
And so the critical question.
Right. Go ahead, Cartrell.
People always ask me, is Yah only going to save the nation of Israel?
No. And you know why we said no? Read like we're reading. See what we see. See what the Most High says. He said, he didn't say just the nation of Yehuda and Jerusalem and the other 10 tribes and the Levites and Benjamites and with the tribe of Yehuda and the Levites and the northern tribe, the 10 tribes. I'm going to bring all of them back, and they're the only ones going to be looking at me and praying and having a joyful. He said all nations. Because matter of fact, truth be told, let's be honest about this. This is what we should have been doing in the first quarter. We should have did the first quarter, not the second quarter, not halftime, not third quarter, not fourth time. This was our job initially, but as I said, we dropped the ball because we were to draw all nations unto the Most High by our worship of him and by our actions. Our worship of him and by our action, our character.
Our obedience to him.
Truth be told, most importantly, he said, come, let us go up to the Mount of the Elohim, to the house of the Elohim of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways. Now, not the Pope, okay?
So, go ahead. We're getting a jump on it because he's studying his ways right now.
Exactly.
And we're supposed to master the ways of Yah. So what? We can teach the nation his ways, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
That we may walk in his path. For instruction shall come forth from Zion. No, not from the Vatican. Not from Black Lives Matter. Not from the Republican Party. Not from the Democratic Party. Not from the.
It ain't coming from Mecca either.
No.
Nope.
Not from the alphabet boys and girls. Okay. Instructions should come from Yah. Okay. So that's why we say it's imperative that you understand this is not a game, brothers and sisters. And this is not a do what I want to do, how I want to do it, when I want to do it thing. This is the Most High thing. And we have to learn to submit and comply. But when you're being stiff-necked and stubborn, it's hard to do that.
So whose word is going out of Jewish law?
The word of the Most High, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Yah.
Who?
Not the Pope. Yah.
Who?
Yah. Yah. Not the Y-A-H. Did you miss any of that, Katrina? Y-A-H. Not P-O-P-E. Not that.
How'd you sound like an owl for a minute?
Yeah, I mean, I thought, you know what, Sushuda, I thought the who back for a minute, because he was whooing, I thought the who.
Because people mix up this terminology, the Lord, when we're reading the scriptures.
Right.
Right.
And they configure it with the Lord of the New Testament. But we're not talking about the Lord of the New Testament. Who are we talking about here?
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Why?
Oh, that has to be clear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
His word.
Right.
Which is why his word should be what? Red lettered in the Old Testament, right?
Exactly.
Because if everybody's going to be chasing his word, why you red letter a man's word and not Yah's word?
Exactly.
Oh, that makes sense.
Exactly. Okay. Okay.
Four.
In four, thus he will judge among the nations and arbitrate for the many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not take up sword against nation, not race against race. That's the white man universal versus supremacy terminology. He created races. Yah created nations. And you know, they created races so they could be on the very top and everybody be on the bottom. Mm-hmm. Y'all didn't say anything about no race. That's universal white race supremacy. Misnomer. False misnomer.
It's a misnomer so that we don't know our nation. What nationality are you? Because everybody on the earth knows their nationality except the children of Israel. We Baptist, we Muslim, we Christian, we Father Center.
Right.
Baptist born, we Baptist forever, we're going to be Baptist till we dead. Okay.
Well, it's important that you know your nationality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nations should not take up sword against nation. They should never get in no war. And that hadn't happened. That means it's futuristic. Oh, house of
and who's judging?
Now, who the Most High?
Yeah. Only Yah. It ain't about us judging. It's about Yah judging, right?
Right. His template. O house of Yaqub, and what house is that he's talking about? Us as a nation. Come, let us walk by the light of the Elohim. That's beautiful. Not by Yamsuf, the light of Yamsuf, the light of Kartrail, the light of Yehuda, so Shehuda, the light of Ezekiel. Although he's a big fella, he carry a big light, but no, not by his light. Okay? He ain't that big.
My light is Yah's light.
And
this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
I'm going to let it shine.
Hallelujah. And he says to us, for you have forsaken the ways your people, O house of Yaqub.
What?
You have forsaken the ways of your people.
Oh, we become Westerners now. We're not Eastern people anymore.
Exactly. The Western Hemisphere. You have become Westernized. O house of Yaqub. For they are full of practices from the East. Now, we was doing the very same thing. Let's not just put it on us. Onus on us. Our brothers and sisters were doing this very same thing in the Eastern Hemisphere. And they were doing things according to other nations. And the Sioux saying, like the Philistines, they are bound in the custom of aliens. Their land is full of silver and gold. There's no limit to their treasury. The land is full of horses. There's no limit to the chariots.
Ho, ho, ho. Right? There's too much traffic in America, right? There's no end to their cars.
No.
Right? Hmm? And how do they define their cars? By horsepower, right?
Right, horsepower.
And when people come here, what do they call them? They call them aliens, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Legal or illegal?
Aliens. Any cities.
Hmm.
And that land is full of idols, and certainly that was so surrounding us, and it's certainly the residual effect in this Western Hemisphere. This land is full of idols.
Every religion is practicing.
Every religion. Full of idols, full of distractions. They bow down to the work of their hands, to what
technology.
Their own fingers have wrought, to what their own fingers have wrought, artificial intelligence. Now go ahead, Roger.
No, go ahead.
Okay, but man shall be humble. They're looking like they got it on, going on. Well, Yah said, I will humble them. And mortar brought low. Oh, do not forgive them.
Huh.
If they keep on keeping on what they're doing, not following Yah, not letting his footstep be your pathway, his light, don't forgive them. Because Yah certainly is. You better believe it.
Especially
when you brought it to their attention. Don't run after people cussing and fussing and fight. What did I tell y'all yesterday? When those people, I imagine, came to Noah when he was building that ark, and they asked, what you doing, Noah? Y'all said, it's going to rain 40 days, 40 nights. It's going to get real ugly. No, man, you crazy as hell. You're a fool. Did you think Job jumped off that ark and his sons and run after them people, cussing and fussing and fighting?
Noah.
Do you think that Noah jumped up that ark, ran after them folk that didn't believe what Yah was going to do, cussing, fussing, and fighting, and trying to kill them?
Uh-uh.
No, he continued on with what Yah told him to do, just like we should continue on what Yah tell us to do.
Nah.
Yeah,
uh-huh,
it's true.
Uh-huh.
And he says, go deep into the rocks. Now, he's sort of being sarcastic about these folks, because that's what they're going to try to get to when Yah comes. Go deep into the rocks.
No.
Yeah.
No.
They're there already. They got underground bunkers. They got one in Colorado where all the government leaders
in America. No. You're misunderstanding what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. He's being sarcastic about them because he knows what they're doing and what they're intent on doing. So he already have a preconceived notion what their intent, and he's being sarcastic. You know, y'all have a dry sense of humor. And he's being, you know, remember when we read about Job? He had a dry sense of humor then. And that's why Isaiah is called the man that laughs. You know, Isaac, name is the man that laughs, he who laughs. And
there's truth and humor.
Yeah, that's some.
And in the truth that he's saying, they're going to hide in the rocks. That's where they hide.
Yeah, Katriel.
Thinking they can get away from Yah.
Yeah, he already knows what they're going to do. But Katriel, check this out. You remember when we read about our brother, and he went up into the 400 prophets from these different religions. They may have been all one the same. I don't know. Really don't care about them.
Elijah.
And they were contesting Elijah. And then, you know, they got the mumbling, cutting themselves, spitting, moaning, talking in tongues or whatever they were doing. And Elijah said, look here, speak up a little louder. Maybe your God is asleep. See, that's humor. It's a drastic humor.
Yeah.
So
that reminds me. I made a mistake yesterday.
I thought it was Ahab,
but it's Ahaz. That was king. King Ahab wasn't mentioned.
Right.
King Ahaz was mentioned.
Right. I said
king
Korea.
Ahaz.
Yeah.
King
I
Ahaz.
Yeah.
He was a bad king. He sacrificed his son.
Oh,
and he brought back, you know, some idol that he found in Assyria, started, you know, dealing with an altar. But okay. Yeah, I apologize. I thought it was King Ahab, but it was King Ahaz.
I thought so too, Katria, because, you know, I made mention of his Phoenician wife, which I was in there also. And so I stand corrected also. I do apologize. We do. See, that's what we are. We don't mind being corrected. And that's what you got to have, this contrite and humble spirit. And if you, well, I'm going to be wrong. I go to the grave. I'm going to be sorry for you then. Because I don't want to be like that. Well, I did it. My grandpa did it. My grandma did. I'm going to do it. Keep doing it. I don't mean I'm going to do it with you. I don't want to be wrong. I want to be corrected. If I'm talking about someone Yah says, I want to be on the right team, which is Yah's team. I don't want to be on, I'm Mr. Right or her Mr. Right. That ain't going to do nothing for me. And so, and I appreciate you for your humility, Katria, for doing that. And I had to concur with you. I was just scared because I was thinking along with Jezebel, but we were both in error, so we stand corrected. Praise Yah. So let's continue.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. And I was saying, he was being sarcastic. He said, go deep into the rock. Bury yourself in the ground before the terror of Yah and his dread majesty. Man haughty look shall be brought low. The pride of mortals shall be humbled. None but the Elohim shall be exalted in that day. It didn't say anything about those other religions, those other religious items or articles they talk about. It said only one entity. Let's be, and let me tell y'all something. Please understand this if you don't understand anything else. Yah is the same today, yesterday, and in the future. Yah does not change. Man come up with fairy tales and formulation of fairy tale, but Yah doesn't change. He's not no old fuddy-duddy man with early onset Alzheimer's or dementia. Okay? He said, a day is like 1,000 years to me, and 1,000 years is like a day to me. And if it's been 30,000 years, it's just like 30 days to Yah. But we want to change up Yah. We don't want to make Yah falling off his throne, and he don't know where he at. He don't even know what time it is. But Yah point this out quite pointedly to you. I'm the one going to be doing the judging around here. So you going to try to hide from me if you want. Don't try to make some corrections and hide from me. See how that's going to work out for you. Because I'm the only someone judging here and will be exalted. I didn't say it. Yah said it. So if you're mad, don't call. The Real Talk for Real People show, want to cuss, fuss, and fight. I'm going to let you say what you want to say. I'm going to say, have a nice day. May the Most High bless you. I'm going to hang up on you. You take that up with Yah. Don't take that up with Young Sue. I ain't got time for that. But the Elohim of hosts has ready a day against all that is proud and arrogant, against all that is lofty, so that it is brought low. Against the cedars of Lebanon, tall and stately, and the oaks of Bashan, against all the high mountains and all the lofty hills, against every soaring tower and every mighty wall, against all the ships of Tarshish and all the gallant barks, then man's haughtiness shall be humble. I'm going to break them like a $2 bill, and the pride of man shall be brought low. None but Yah should be exalted. What? Hold on. And some religion, they have three entities. So either Yah, it has Alzheimer's, an onset dementia, or Yah ain't playing about this, and y'all lying on what Yah said. I believe y'all lying on what Yah said, because Yah said.
No, you said.
He repeated
said
himself.
Was that Katria?
I said, Yah doesn't have to repeat himself, but he repeated himself.
Right. Because he knew what men were going to do, try to switch it up. We good at trying to switch up stuff. But Yah made it quite clear. And you can't read nothing into that by what it says. none but the Elohim shall be exalted in that day. As for those idols that you try to put up here with me, that you try to rely, that you made out of your own figmentation of your imagination, and you try to put them up with here with me, and all over the place too, in this Western Hemisphere. As for them, they shall vanish completely. Completely. Yes. Completely. Oh, it's true. And men shall enter caverns. You'll be trying to hide from me. And men shall enter caverns in the rock and hollows in the ground before the terror of Yah, his dread majesty. And when he comes forth to over all the earth, on that day, men shall fling away to the flying foxes and the bats, and be hiding all over in caves. The idols, they're going to try to throw away them idols. It's going to be too much, too little, too late to ever try again. Johnny Mathis. They're going to try to get rid of them then. They're going to try to fling them away from them. But it's going to be too much, too little, too late to ever try again. So get it right now. And he says, the idols of silver, the idols of gold, which they made for worshiping. That's not me. And they should enter the cliffs and the rock, trying to hide from me, and the crevices and the cliffs, before the terror of Yah and his dread majesty, when he comes forth to overawe the earth. Oh, cease to glorify man who made your idols, universal white race supremacists, who made your idols, who made the idols you bow down to. Cease focusing on them as the center of your attention, who says, run away from COVID-19, run into the churches where we made for y'all. We love y'all so much, we'll burn you up in one. But come on.
That no more that idols will be made, no more of silver and gold. And sometimes it's hard for us to wrap around our head around it because of what we see today. But didn't we say the Most High does the king, and he's all powerful, he's over everything?
Right.
So it's going to be a terrible day because you're going to have people not believing, not knowing, you know, and because it didn't say in there that people aren't going to die, but there's some hope. There are people who will relent. There are people who will know that
well,
the Most High.
They need to be on it now, because that day in particular is not a day to get on it. Cartrell alludes to this fact. Get it right now while you have the opportunity, because it will be too much, too little, too late to ever try again. And so that's why he says, in conclusion, I'm going to hand it off to you, the investigative papers. Stop.
And you know why they wouldn't sell those idols in the street of silver and gold?
They go see y'all.
Because when they go to grab them, they're going to be too hot to hold.
Mm-hmm. And he says, cease to glorify man. Cease to focus your attention on men. All men, all women. For who is only a breath, and I put the breath in his body. Or her body. For
what? Man is only what?
He is only a breath in his nostrils. He's here today and gone tomorrow.
Wow.
By what does he merit esteem? By what do you place so much value on men or women? Why should you place your value on men and on women? Place your value where your value needs to be placed on is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Praise Yah. So I'm going to hand these investigative papers off to Ezekiel, Sister Yehudi, and Cartrell.
It doesn't look like Yah evaluated them too good. He says, take no account of man whose breath of life is in his nostrils, for why should he be esteemed? So that blows Christianity out of the water. They try to say that God came down in the form of a man. When Yah saying, I'm going to take no account of man whose breath is in my nostrils. to watch the Hebrews thing. You think I'm going to come and put myself in the form of a man? No account man? Who I grieve that I made? It grieves me that I made man. But I'm going to come down. I'm going to be in the form of a man just to see what he's going through. Oh, no. That's not Yah. Who taught you that? But this is the day of judgment. Judgment day. Everybody knows it's coming. But they're looking at Revelation. No, it's in the second chapter of the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 2 is telling you how Yah is going to shake up the nations. They're going to beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hook. And you ain't studying war no more. This is judgment day.
Right.
Right?
And then
all nations coming to Jacob's house. Huh?
Right.
No, it ain't coming yet. But it's nearby, I suppose.
Yeah.
We have time to get it right, don't we?
What do
I? Ezekiel?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, we listening.
No,
I
got to
give
it
to you. Huh?
No, I said, I'm just waiting.
Okay.
So we don't know about the armies of Yah. Yah, we got a day of reckoning, a day of vengeance. He said, vengeance is mine. And what's going to happen? Against everyone. How many? Everyone who's arrogant and haughty. Everybody start humbling themselves. Be arrogant and be haughty. That's Yah's gripe with us. That we arrogant, we haughty, we stiff-necked. We're not humble at all. He said everyone who's arrogant and haughty. And against everyone who is lifted up. People trying to lift themselves up on high like they're going to get some kind of glory in his day of judgment. When Yah said, I alone am going to be exalted in that day. He said it will be against the cedars of Lebanon that lifted up. He's talking about people. People walking around pompous and like they God. No, y'all going to be brought low. He said so that, what, common man, they're going to be humble. These people are going to be, and the pride of humanity will be humble. And the arrogance of the people will be brought low because y'all think you're God on earth. No, y'all going to show you how small you really are. And his presence is going to do that, just like it did to Job and his friends. They had nothing to say when Yah arrived on the scene, did they?
You know what's interesting, Katria? And,
what's that?
I'm still with you. Because it says that in 3, he said many people shall say and come. I mean, a lot of people will turn to the Most High. And the house of Elohim of Jacob, and let him teach us his ways. And let us.
But people know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they know of us.
Mm-hmm.
He just hasn't manifest himself, and we haven't reflected him. So they're doing what they want to do until they see
and
that
the
day,
word,
this day that y'all are talking about.
Right, and the word, the teaching is going to come out, I'm thinking we miss it, it's going to come out of Jerusalem or Jerusalem. The teaching, that caught my eye. I said,
who do you think will be teaching?
Jacob.
And Jacob, who in Jacob is going to be teaching?
Levi.
There you go. Ezekiel, he caught it. There you go. Have you speak up.
The whole nation.
And I just waiting, like I said, I'll let the elders y'all speak and stuff. I know when to speak. So yeah, mm-hmm. That's you know, this, like you said, you know, this is something that that's going on in this world right now. They talk about self reflected and things on the Most High. You don't. A lot of our people don't even stop to think and reflect on the stuff that they do to their brethren and so forth and so on, and knowing that, yo, you hurting the Most High. Mm. You know, you hurting his children and stuff and things like that. With all the filthiness and stuff that we do, like it says in here, the haughty, you know, the proud, all of that stuff, and the Most High will show you. You know, he will have to do things to you just to humble you down, to make you recognize. And if you still don't want to get down with that and things, he's going to X you out. Just like when this day happens, who is he coming to first? He coming to us.
That's
he
right.
coming to us first mm-hmm. before all these other nations. This is why we have the time right now to get it going and get it started and get it done and start cleansing yourself. Right.
Yeah.
And here it is. Our people till this day, whether it's your friends, brother, sister, mother, dad, aunts, uncles, husband, wife, children, whoever. You know, you have this whole time right now to get it right and to turn away from all of this filthiness and the things and reflect yourself in the image of the Most High.
Exactly.
And if you don't do so now, you ain't going to have no time. You ain't going to have no fingers to point at nobody. All the fingers are going to be pointed at you because you don't want to take responsibility, time that the Most High in his mercy and his love and mercy and all his love and kindness that he's given you right now to get it right. You waste it off on all this stuff that's going on in the world, the distractions, these walking, talking idols now who call themselves men and women, who in one breath can be gone in an instant.
Exactly.
Right.
Praise God.
All the distractions. But that's,
and this is really a love letter, this chapter from the fifth verse. Come, house of Israel, and let us walk in the light of Yah. For you have abandoned your people, the house of Jacob. Why? Because you're filled with influences from other people. And that's what keeps us down now. We follow everybody else but what Yah says. And why do we do it? He said their land is filled with silver and gold. There's no end to their treasures. Their land also has been filled with horses. There is no end to their chariots. Their land has also been filled with idols. American Idol, cars, up the gazoo. I mean, treasures, you can live the American dream, become a billionaire. That's what they're offering us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know something too, Elder? That's the other thing.
Right.
This is why it clearly tells us, the Most High told us not to go into their ways. The customs of their ways are vain. And here it is. Our people have been taught to be just like them and then claim that they in the truth or claim that they love the Most High, lying with their lips and their heart is so far from them and things. They want to sit here and continue keep doing the same old thing over and over again. Their feelings about how white people should be feeling or these other nations should be feeling, the playing the pity me or whatever the case may be and stuff, and want to live that lifestyle but still claim that they want to be Israel or claim that they serve the Most High power of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's the most killing part that makes me go crazy.
Don't let it bother you, because here's what the Most High told a prophet. Don't take it the wrong way when they attack you, and they will. When they speak ill of you, they will. It's not about you if you're following me. It's about me. They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me. So when you're following, you're letting Yah's footstep be your pathway, Ezekiel, Kadriel, Sushihudia, Yom Sufari. It's not about, I don't take it personally. It's just I always bring up the subject back Noah. Now, I'm pretty sure that man got some, he got ridiculed up to Jehuzu, about how stupid he was, you know. You ignorant, you just spending all this time building that boat, ain't nothing going on. After he told him once, I'm sure that's the kind of man Noah was. He didn't run behind him. He let the Most High do the talking. And sometimes once you explain something to people, tell them focus your attention on Yah. Don't mistreat his people. Don't abuse his people. Don't put your mouth on his people. Be careful how you talk to his people. And once you told him, don't run behind him. Let the rain show him. Let the Most High reign short. And just in this case, don't let it bother you. And I know it breaks your heart. We hear Imam Dora all the time. It just breaks our heart about Israel. But I learned a lot from Kachir during the time of our together on these study sessions. And I learned that as a young Marine. But you got to translate it over from a physical thing to a spiritual thing. It doesn't matter that we used to say as young Marines, because it doesn't mean nothing. It doesn't matter because it does. And y'all just said it, that last statement. You're focusing on the wrong thing. As I said yesterday, my grandbaby, she said, she be trying to say, you're doing the wrong thing. But she said it in a three-year-old term. She said, you're doing much. She tried to say, you're doing too much. But she's so smart with herself. She said, you're doing much. And so we're doing much, unfortunately, but much of the wrong things. It may appear to be right to us. We're holding on to these idols. We're following this Western Hemisphere. We're focused too much on universal white race supremacy. That everything we do, we go to school, which way do white folk go? We go to a job, which way do white folk go? We go try to build up anything, which way do white folk? We're focusing too much on human beings that can't do nothing for themselves in a final analysis. And we certainly can't do nothing for ourselves. But y'all said, here I am. Who you going to take? Choose me. And Cottrell said it. It's a love letter. Stop choosing men. It doesn't matter because it doesn't mean anything. Choose me. I have the answers for everybody. All right. Well, Cottrell, and Ezekiel and Sister Yehudi, last but not least, we're ready for another beautiful song that Cottrell is going to break down for us like we're 4 years old.
Go, go, gaga.
Yes, sir.
You're smart, Alec. You by respecting your elders. But you know what? You're a descendant of Isaac, and you have humor. And that's why I tell people sometimes when y'all hear us showing a sense of humor, we're not sanctimonious and self-righteous. I say the contrary. Read your song, Ezekiel. Please, be quiet. Temper yourself, young man. Temper you. Come on, man. Stop. Be for real. We're human beings, and we have to have a sense of humor under these circumstances. Be for real. Stop playing. And you know what gets me, Cottrell, Sister Hootie, and Ezekiel? People try to pretend. I'm not pretentious. What you see is what you get. You know, I try to live the most high way as Cottrell does and Ezekiel and Sister Hootie. But I don't put on the hits. I ain't trying to floss. I ain't trying to fake the funk. I just try to follow, let the Most High footstep be my pathway. Then I have a sense of humor in doing so. Just like, that's why I can appreciate Ezekiel. Temper yourself, young man. Temper yourself. Go ahead, Cottrell.
Up yours, you bloody wanker. Oi!
You wrong for that. You think you wrong? I can't stand the Brits. Go ahead, Cottrell.
So you know you can teach a baby anything, any language.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be receptive like babies when we're trying to learn. Some people think they know it all, and they block out
right.
Wisdom.
Exactly. I know I don't know much enough. I forget half the stuff sometimes. I learned it a day before. Come on, man.
You
got to
go back over it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I do redundancy. I love redundancy.
Yeah. What's the chapter?
144. A Psalm of King David. King David wasn't finished, was he?
No, he wasn't.
I got some more for y'all. He's like the hidden songs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these artists, it's like, dang, Stevie Wonder still got more songs that we never heard of, and Prince got songs, and Michael Jackson got songs that we never heard.
Well, the Most High Country got songs that we never study, and that's the sad thing about it. He don't have anything hidden in the vault. It's out here.
The thing is that when Yah inspires our musicians, he gives them a lot of material. It's not easy to compose songs to make music. But the people that have the talent to do that, it's amazing how they come up with what they come up with.
Exactly.
You try to figure out how you come up with that one. Wow. Like some of these psalms right here. King David, Psalms 144. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Blessed be Yah, my rock, the mindset of King David. He saw Yah as his rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. My faithfulness and my fortress, my stronghold, and my savior. So King David is surrounded by all these strong Israelites. He trusted in none of them. Like, God teaches me how to fight. Yeah, it's my pick. He's my fortress. I got these walls and these chariots and all that. I ain't worried about that. Yeah, it's all that to me.
Right.
Right? And that's the mindset we got to have now. We can't walk around with bulletproof vests and you don't know when danger's going to strike. But if Yah's your fortress, Yah's your rock, Yah's your savior, he's going to be there to protect you.
Praise Yah.
My shield. He didn't have no bulletproof vest, but Yah was his shield.
Right.
And he, and he might take refuge. Yeah, we got to know our place of refuge.
Mm-hmm.
Who subdues my people under me, which the Most High did for him. Yah, what is man? There you go, about the concept of man. We just read, left off reading in Isaiah. Most High was like, why are you so conscious of man? What is he? His breath, he breathed through his nose.
Right.
Here you go again. Man is like a breath. His days are like a passing shadow. I guess y'all wanted to be reiterated that he is not man, and don't even try to compare him to man.
But Katria, tell fellow students of the Bell Investigators, we don't synchronize these studies. We don't do pre.
Oh, it's amazing.
This is synchronized all by Yah. We don't synchronize any of these studies, but they seem to come together, don't they?
Oh, yeah. How did this come up? Man is like a breath. His days are like a passing shadow. Shows you how insignificant Yah thinks of us. But what can Yah do? What? Bend down your heavens? Yah could bend the heavens? Oh, we thought he lived in the heavens. Oh, he created the heavens. Which begs the question, where was he before he created the heavens? If you think Yah's locked into the heaven, you want to go to heaven, walk around with Yah? No, Yah don't need the heaven to exist. Yah could bend the heavens.
Y'all like Dr. Strangelove, that Marvel comic.
Huh?
Y'all like Dr. Strangelove on steroids. You know that Marvel comic. You know that guy with the cape on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Use his hand. Y'all can do that with heaven. He can bend the heavens.
Bend the heaven and come down.
Right.
Touch the mountains that they may smoke. Flash forth lightnings and scatter them.
Mm-hmm.
Send out your arrows and confuse them. This is the power of Yah. You can't touch Yah. You can't put Yah on the cross. You can't conquer Yah. Your arms are too short. You, mankind. He said the nations are dropping the bucket. Reach out with your hand from on high. Rescue me and save me from great waters. For the hands of foreigners. From the hands of foreigners. That's where we at. We're in the hands of foreigners.
Mm-hmm.
Whose mouth speak deceit. That's what the Native Americans told us, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. White men speak the fourth tongue. Pale face speak the fourth tongue.
And you better believe it.
Yeah, right.
And whose right hand is the right hand of falsehood? See, I keep trying to uphold the Constitution and the 14th Amendment and the Bill of Rights. These people are deceitful.
Is that why they're trying to get the voting rights back together, Katria? Is that why they're trying to get their voting rights back together? I mean, something they should have gave and should have had, should have been conclusive, but yet they're still chasing the vote.
And the voting rights is in trouble, bro.
Yeah.
The voting rights, we got to roll it back through the years. We wasn't even born, son.
Man, you better believe it. And Joe Manchin is complicit. Joe Biden is complicit. You sisters, they have to get that man up in there. That man lied to you sisters.
As a matter of fact, you, Sister Yehudi, and I were, 13 years old when they gave our people voting rights?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
We were 13 years old.
And they were still chasing the vote. And they were still chasing. They've been chasing ever since we got up to 65, bro. They ain't stopped chasing it. When they gonna secure it?
Dang, y'all.
We ain't always Methuselah, bro.
Yeah.
We try to cook
up. Y'all let me get his young brother right. Young brother, temper yourself when your elders are speaking, okay?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Katja.
Get off the tree, young man.
But he got some healing balloons over there.
I promise. I'm sorry. Forgive me, please.
So he on them helium balloons. Sorry, guys.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, see? When the youth interrupt, what happens? Y'all speak.
When
our sons and their youth are like growing plants. So we know Ezekiel is like a growing plant. He's in his youth. He's talking about how old we are. And our daughters are like planted pillars, fashioned for a palace. Our galleries are full, providing any kind of produce. We ain't got to worry about GMO and nothing like that when we're in tune with y'all. And our flocks deliver thousands and ten thousands into our field. Oh, we're supposed to have fields with flocks, but we want to be city people.
Right.
God said when you have flock, your flock is going to deliver thousands and tens of thousands. That's a lot of wool. That's a lot of my, that's a lot of zone.
Exactly.
Right? May our cattle be bred without mishap and without loss. That's how Jacob did it, right?
Exactly.
He said, let me separate these spotted and speckled Laban, and let me take care of them. You know, they're kind of weak and feeble. Let me take them. What the Most High do for his flock and his cattle.
The Most High, they were, but until the Most High got involved, they prospered.
There you go. May there be no outcry in our streets. No more chance of no justice, no peace. No more chance of Black Lives Matter. No more chance of we shall overcome. May there be no outcry in our streets. Bless
no more
all the people.
No more chance of gay pride. Still in the rainbow. Okay. All right. It's true.
Blessed, I say, are the people who are situated. Blessed are the people whose Elohim is Yah.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
That's so beautiful and so forthright.
King David.
Godrell, I'm going to get a young whippersnapper that takes issue with our elder age who the Most High. Let me break it down to y'all further, like you for you. In this nation, far as leadership is concerned, we have the priest, the high priest, the priest. We have the king. We have the priest of each tribe. And then who comes after that, Cartrell? The Huda?
Elders. Elders came before the king and the priest.
Exactly.
Those are the elders.
Right.
The Most High sent Moses to the elders.
Exactly.
But
I'm just poking fun at Ezekiel because he knows the protocol and procedure. I'm really trying to educate others that don't understand like Ezekiel. Ezekiel has the utmost respect for us and the greatest love for us as the elders, no question. But there's some people that don't know protocol. They think that they use Western Hemisphere. You know, elders are throwaway in this culture, in Western Hemisphere. But the Most High value the elders in the land. And you can't talk to them any kind of way how you want to talk to them. It ain't going down like that. Okay?
Go ahead, Yes, sir. When we was growing up, you couldn't touch no elder around us. You couldn't disrespect
no like
elder
that.
Around us.
No. Not like they talk to him now.
No. You wasn't disrespecting our elders, bro. That was taboo. That was the code.
Right.
Yeah? Well, somebody mother walked down the street, you stopped pushing, you stopped smoking, and you said, hello, Miss So-and-so.
See, Ezekiel knows the code. Ezekiel knows the code, but unfortunately, I see him on InstaFoo and Foosbook. They don't know how to talk to elders. I've been approached by young sisters on Foosbook that talk in any kind of way, but I've been instructed by Yah in Proverbs, when you know a person to be a fool, get away from them. I block them. I got time for their foolishness. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I block them. And not only in that, I block them in life because people don't understand that our youth, our young men and women, and our children don't understand that's protocol and procedure. And you think you don't get past protocol and procedure. That's what we're talking about in Isaiah, the first chapter. That's what we're talking about. Inequity. You try to jump past protocol and procedure, how to treat each other, how to treat your elders, how to treat the prince of each tribe, how to treat the Levite, the high priest, and the king. That is procedure and protocol. You can't jump over procedure and protocol and think you're going to get connected. You're fooling yourself. You're going to sit here and cuss an elder out, or cuss a widow woman out, or cuss a Levite out, and then you're going to run up to y'all. Hey, y'all, I ain't doing it wrong. Let's get it on. Man, get out of my face. Stop lying to ourselves. In our nation, we're not Western culture. Stop doing Western culture with an Eastern people that has rules and regulation and protocol and procedure. But this is no, and please, fellow students, this is no knock on Ezekiel. Ezekiel, we love him. This has nothing to do with Ezekiel. But I use this as a moment. Ezekiel is part of us. And that, there's no doubt. There's no question about Ezekiel's loyalty to his elders, his love, his elders. This ain't about Ezekiel. It's about some of you out there that say your country's Hebrew Israelite and don't know protocol or procedure. And you think you can bypass your elders and go straight to Yah. Or bypass your wives and husbands and go straight to Yah. Or bypass doing what you're supposed to be doing for your nation and go straight to y'all. Man, stop lying to y'all self. That's why we do these studies. You got to do everything right that the Most High says. Let his footsteps direct and order your steps and be your light. He ain't just saying it for you to make you feel, oh, I shall feel good by being a Hebrew Israelite, but I ain't got to do nothing. Man, what is y'all smoking? Go ahead, y'all. Y'all got the mic. What is y'all smoking? Stop it.
For Yah of hosts to have a day of reckoning against everyone who is arrogant and haughty.
That's what it comes down to.
Who was lifted up that he may be brought low.
That's what it boils down to. That's what it boils down to, arrogance.
If you haven't learned humility know what humility is, then you better find out real quick, because if you're walking around proud, arrogant, stiff-necked, and haughty, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. You lift it up. Your head is up in the sky, right?
Cartrill. We have a
nose all in the air.
Well, Cartrill. We have an elder sister, Adora, right? And she's far older than we are. And when we're in meetings, the elder meetings, the executive elders, when Sister Adora talks, we don't interrupt her. She's older than us. She's our elder.
It's like E.F. Hutton.
Right. You can't do that, brothers and sisters. Understands rules to the game. It's rules to this. And we got to respect our elders. We can't talk to them in any old messy old trashy old way. You ain't doing them a hurting yourself. And if we did it, we ain't doing them a hurting ourselves. We ain't connected with y'all like that. No, we don't know who the Levites are. We don't know who the princes of the tribes are. We don't even know our tribal names. We don't know who our king is. But we do know who our elders are. Come on now, stop that. It ain't pretty, it ain't cute. Respect the rules. Alright, Katra, I'm sorry, my dear brother and friend. My apologies.
Nah, man, that's what happens when I start talking. But
See, there you go. There you go, Sushuda. Hey, Ezekiel. The brother got me about 1 month and a half, and he puts me in my place.
That's big bro.
Yeah.
Well, you pumping that age and rank thing, so you got to respect that 1 month.
Right? That's why I say he puts me in my place. I can't say no more. This show go on.
And Ezekiel, guess what? I'm older than both of them.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, now, so you know we give you respect other than tap you with a burning up eggs and can on whatnot. And you know we give you your respect stuff.
See, when I came back, like, y'all been listening to my sister, Yehudi. She older than both of y'all, so she came back after this thing. So y'all need to listen up and let my sister speak up here and stuff. You hear me? You hear me, young little whippersnappers like you call me, sir? Huh? Huh, Mr. Young Shoes?
Young Shoes.
So Yehudi, be our guest and go and speak your mind.
Oh, I can't laugh no more. That's right. Give her the chance to speak, Mr. Mobile Mouth Jones.
he need to stop it, Zeke. Stop it right now.
Nah, okay, fine. I love y'all. Okay, I'll quit.
Go ahead, Susie. Will you just take a momentary laugh?
What kind of helium they got in Wisconsin, man?
It's the what? One that y'all created me with.
Okay.
It's a special one.
Special.
Yeah, he's so
special. Don't put it up for sale.
Yeah, he's something special too, Kytrell.
Yeah. You did remember what it said, you know, Deuteronomy 14:2, where it says that, Israel is a special people belong to him, so I fit in that category.
You certainly are that.
Hey, I hope
you didn't take that to mean special ed.
Short bus special.
Okay, little young, long tooth. You want to be funny here, I see. That's okay. I got some more stuff up my sleeve for y'all. Don't worry. It's coming. It's coming real soon. Don't worry.
But you know what? I'm not going to put down special edge people. Because actually, I thought I was smart. In elementary, I got tired of doing the classwork. So I tried to play like I was special ed. I played it off about 2 or 3 years. Now, seriously, I was in special ed. This is a true story. So I said, man, I'm tired of doing it. I see a little special kid over there. They just got a break. They ain't got to work. They coloring all day. But when you got your full facilities and faculties, you can only play that off for so long. I got tired of coloring all day. I got tired of coloring all day and not putting any substantial work. And so I think I did about 2 or 3 years, played it. So when I graduated to the seventh grade, I said, the heck with this special education stuff. So I took my school card and I erased that special age, and just it would say 7, and I put a TX 7, and I went on to the 7th grade and went on, played football and became, in high school and whatnot. And you could fake the funk, but you know, you faking to be something, just like Hebrew Israelite. You get tired faking the funk if you ain't really one. And so just like I was trying to pretend to be a special age child, man, they really are, and they some beautiful people. But like I said, if you have your, and you just being lazy, trying to get by, faking the funk. Yeah, I tried to fake the funk. But like I said, I had my full facilities all the time. And I said, man, this is getting old. You know, I said, ain't nothing wrong with me. I just didn't want to do no schoolwork. I wanted to color all day. Yeah, and so I said, man, I'm sick of this. I'd rather do homework and schoolwork and be who I am. You ain't nothing wrong with you. So, and true story, bro. Right, mm-hmm. I learned my lesson. And all coloring ain't good coloring, okay? Okay. So, see, stop pretending, okay? It ain't going to work for you. take an ex-fool's advice. It's not going to work, okay?
Ain't nobody over here pretending, okay? I'm not an actor. I didn't go to no Hollywood or any school for this. You know,
right.
Hey, buddy, I'm going to tell you again. Please let the sister talk now. She's been waiting patiently. She's done laughing now and stuff. So please, let Sister Yehudi, please speak.
Hold on. Not Sister Yehudi, Big Zekiel. We have our sister from Hawaii. She's back. She's been gone for a minute. We want to hear what she had to say. We want to greet her back. May the Most High bless her. Yeah, what's her name, Sister Yehudi?
Yakira
from Hawaii. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, elders. Shalom, everybody. Shalom, Israel.
Love you.
How you doing, sis?
I've been healing and just listening to the show, and I just wanted to just say hi. It feels good to be back. I quit my job today, so I've been going through some things like that. But, yeah, I just wanted to say some welcome to be back. Thank you.
But, Sister Yakira, is there a reason?
Yes.
Did you have a particular reason why
I'm
you
on
quit?
A mission. I'm on a mission from the Most High, so I have to do what he told me to do.
Praise God.
And that's what I'm doing it. I'm taking that leap of faith. And Elder Cottrell said something about, and now I'm drawing a blank because I'm trying to hold this the thought. Sorry, but
that's okay.
But it goes along the lines of you have to put yourself in the scripture, like in yourself, like put yourself in the shoes of our forefathers.
Exactly.
And you'll be able to see the outcome if you follow what happens. Like, I'll give you an example with King Saul. He didn't listen. He listened to the people. So you guys are talking about listening to the people. You're talking about listening to these walking idols, as Elder Ezekiel said.
Exactly.
You know, what happened to King Saul for listening to the people and not Yah?
Right.
So
Yeah. You lost everything.
So does that not happen to you now when you don't listen to what Yah says and you listen to what man says because other people around you that are wicked or that they can't even see themselves but yet they're telling you what you need to be doing or that contradictory what Yah says?
Exactly.
What happens then? You lose everything in your life now too.
You have to choose Yah.
Yes, sir.
You cannot allow people to force you into actions that are counter-contrary to what the Most High said. And you
it
had to choose.
It comes down
God.
To the choice.
Right.
So that's all I wanted to do.
But hold on, before you go.
Okay.
He told me stop lying and pretending and stop acting like you special is. Ain't nothing wrong with you, boy. Okay? You see how it worked out for me?
Me no hablo inglés.
Hey, yeah, whatever. Yeah, I think you speak English quite well. Well, sister, it was a pleasure hearing from you. And don't always come back. You know, we're going to be here the Most High willing. And if we ain't going to hear with elders, the Most High willing, the real talk for real people sure are still gone. Ezekiel probably be in charge with a new cast of people. The show and the study show, we're going because the Most High gone and we talk about him. So Ezekiel. And I can call.
I just needed to take some time to really, like, when you're really going through some stuff. There's a scripture in Psalms that talks about that like, going into your own bosom. So that's what I had to do. I had to cut all the distractions out so I could listen to what Yah was trying to tell me, and heal and do what I needed to do. So I'm back. I'm back. I'll be on again tomorrow and so forth. If the time zone change kept getting me, so I catch the last 5 minutes because the time doesn't change in Hawaii. It changes everywhere else, but it doesn't change here.
You can always go back and listen to the last, you know, like if the show go out tonight, 2 or 3 hours later, you can always go back and listen to that show. That has
I did
already...
not know that. See, I just learned something today. You learned me something.
Well, that's why I put numbers on them. Yeah, that's why I put numbers on them, sister. And we had almost 2,000 study shows. So you'll know what show's on by the number of the show. And yeah, you can go back to the archives and pull out any show that you want. And by each, we've been through these study sessions before, and this is a redundancy course. And it's going to be another redundancy course. So you can always go back, and it'll put you, if it's talking about kings, you say, they're talking about kings. They're studying kings. They're studying Joel. They're studying Job. So, and it's continuum. There's no breakdancing in that. It's a continuum. Okay?
All praises. Well, thank
all right,
you.
Praise Yah.
Elder. Praise Yah.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
It's good to hear your voice, Sister Yekera. I'm so glad you're back on here again. And please, definitely, for me to hear your voice and things. Except for Yansu, if he kind of mutes himself sometimes, you know. But anyways, need to hear more of your voice. And as Sister Yehuti, and, you know, because there are women who need sisters like yourself
to
listen
to. I would like to give a shout-out to these two, though, if I could, before I get off. Just a shout-out to Sister Yehuti and Elder, and both Elder Yehuti and Elder Ezekiel. They both did, like, check up on me, make sure that I wasn't, like, going nuts over here because, you know, you should not be alone. I do not, like, completely alone. I don't recommend people just being isolated. So that's when
well,
we make
well,
myself clear. Don't
I
would
have checked
yourself.
Upon you if you want to be checked on, but I'm not that type of person.
You
can you ask
don't have my number. I don't
yes, I'm looking at your number right there, smart Alec. I'm looking at your number right there. What?
Yeah,
the thing
yeah,
about that
strong.
Is this. I'm not that forward to be presumptuous. That's called now. Cartrell can tell you himself that if I Ezekiel tell you, I may talk to him a short time, but I'm not that really talkative, profound. And Cartrell's a young Sue probably get on the phone and talk to me about 2 or 3 minutes. He gone. And Ezekiel probably can tell you the very same thing. Young Sue's not gonna say on the phone, but that wouldn't say it that I wouldn't call and check your phone. So don't That's on you now, sister, because I didn't know. If I know it, I would have burned your phone up, make sure you're doing all right, okay?
Oh, wait a second. Hold on 1 second. Let me say something. Lord,
okay.
Don't try to use me and Katriel to save you after this. You know you're talking all this love. If you didn't bother to call the sister not one time, dang it. Don't sit there and use us to be as a scapegoat. I'm not your scapegoat,
oh,
buddy. You're in trouble with her. You are supposed to hear everywhere she's going to yell in your ear right now.
Look at
so
your sister.
Take the guilt back onto you.
No, I know that I know that people held me in their prayers, and I appreciated the prayers that did help. I just wanted to let everybody know I'm back, and you know
well,
I have much to talk to the elders and to the people about things that I've discovered, things that I've seen in my studies, in the scriptures, many things that I've had to take notes down about.
Well, whenever you want to rap, just let me know. Sue, give me a call, Sue. I want to rap. Be sure of that. It may not be a long conversation, but the fact of the matter, I call you, check it. And most thing, I'm going to say, how you doing, sister? Everything okay? All right? You pray to Yah? All right? Okay, love you.
Cool.
May the Most High bless you. that's about
this is the most you get on Real Talk. Yeah, Karen.
Yeah.
Like, he likes to talk on Real Talk, but when it comes to the
but
phone,
but
no.
Not on the phone. I'm just not a phone man. I don't do
it's
phone.
Right.
Yeah. But whenever you want to rap, just let me know.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, whenever you want to rap, write the number down and you can rap. Okay, you ready? You got a pen with you?
Wait.
Oh, I thought she was right. Talking.
Yeah.
You going to do this over the, you going to put your number over the radio show?
Man, y'all got me. One of the angels got me. Let them call me if I don't know them. I got something for them. Okay. You ready?
Best buddy, I'm gonna going
call
to
for
blow your phone up.
Your used car warranty.
Yeah.
Used car warranty people going to get you.
Whatever. Are you ready?
Best buddy,
901.
I'm going to pull an all-time
okay.
prank 901. On your phone number, buddy.
Okay, you already know the number. 901-303-4961. Right. 901-303-4961.
It was in this moment that Yamsu regretted his choice.
Whatever.
Hit him.
whatever. And whenever you're feeling down and out, sister, I help motivate you, encourage you. And the first thing I'm going to ask you, did you talk to Yah about it? You know, and right. That's what we should be doing. But I'm going to encourage you, motivate you. But be assured of the fact, it's probably going to be a 3-5 minute conversation, okay? Not unless you say, right. I got something serious. Yeah.
I got right. Everybody else on the panel's numbers, too. I can utilize their numbers as well. It
exactly.
goes both
yeah.
ways. I understand that.
Hey, you want me to give you Zika number while I'm...
You know what? You ain't
right. Since you're trying to be funny and stuff, she's been had my number for over 5-6 years, buddy.
Sister,
what you well, saying?
I give you Ezekiel number right now. You need
yeah,
it?
I'm too.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, I'm too. He said that ain't funny, man.
All right. It's funny to me, bro. He's picking at me. I told him he's picking me to play with. I'm going to get it. All right, brother. No, so thank you, sister. I'm not going to turn your mic off, but in closing, we always offer gifts at the end of every study session, and that is a new heart and new. We can't give them to you, but we can point you in the right direction. You're going to need this new heart, this humble and contrite heart. Not, I'm sorry because I did. I'm sorry and I'm correcting it, and that not only does it apply to the Most High, most importantly, it applies to one another.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a new heart, unlike King David, Dawid. And the Most High said, King David is a man after my own heart. What should they be saying to you? Let's get a heart like that. So ask the Most High for both of these. That new heart that King David heart had, he loved the Most High with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength. In conjunction with that, he loved his brothers and sisters as he loved himself. Whom were his subjects? And what should that suggest to you? Well, if you don't love yourself, what looks like you in the mirror, it's virtually impossible to love anything that looks like you in the mirror. And the thirst after righteousness, learn to love yourself so you can love your brothers and sisters. Because if you hate your brothers and sisters, you hate yourself. And thirst after righteousness. Cartrell, Sister Hootie, young sister from Hawaii, Big Ezekiel, y'all got the mic to say your goodbyes, to give your commentaries. I'm out the way.
Well,
Isaiah
I'll just say
chapter
this
2.
Real quick. Oh, go ahead, Adam.
Isaiah chapter 2 talks about judgment day, and Yah is pleading with us before he brings it, and I think we better really take note of what he's asking us to do in this chapter. Don't wait till you get to Revelation. Yah is pleading with us right now because he got a day of reckoning, and he tells you he's going to bring love. So walking like King David after King David and our humility is very important right now. So give thanks to the Most High for giving us wisdom.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. I just say this much. I mean, you know, like you were saying about the proud look and all these abominations that the Most High hates and things like that, you know, apply it to yourself when you're dealing with everybody, you know. And then we have the scripture that says, you know, if it keeps going, then it's like forgive them not, you know. And we need to learn how to treat each other a whole lot better and understand, mm-hmm. according to the Most High, how we're supposed to do so and things. Even if you're wrong about something, admit it, you know, admit that you're wrong about it. You know, take accountability for what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Because one way or another, everybody in there, in our ancestors in the scriptures, they all had to take accountability. And we got to do the same thing, too. And that's how we can grow and things, get over the heartaches and all these different things that we go through with, you know, dealing with each other and stuff. That's really showing the love. That's showing love for your brethren and stuff as yourself. So, and you get that through his Torah, and you apply that to yourself daily and stuff, you'll have to change. So, shalom, y'all.
Shalom, brother.
Shalom.
Our sister from Hawaii, as a matter of fact, sister, I have planned for you, as I do Ezekiel. We are grooming people to take over this study show. because of the fact we're elders, we're not getting any younger. And so perhaps we can get you to come on and to speak as a guest investigator, so to help groom you to continue these studies, because they need to be continued when we're long gone. So do you have any commentary?
I just want to piggyback on, actually I'll add my own little thing. Like, I feel like you need to definitely look at, come to the Most High as a child. And when I mean that, I really mean that. Look at what a baby does.
Right.
Look at your children. Look at the toddlers. And I'm talking about the ones that don't, that think they know, the one-year-olds, them terrible twos. Think about how you discipline and things. You have to look at your father that way. But also, when you make the mistakes, don't beat yourself up.
Right.
Because tomorrow is a new day, right? So, you know, if the Most High wakes you up the next day, it's a clean slate. You have to let that past be in the past. A lot of the problems with our people is that we don't know how to let go of the past. And that keeps us living in, it keeps us living either in the future or the past. You don't ever stay present. Most High needs you to stay present so you can listen to what's going on around you and understand. Remember that, you know, like your adversary, the devil, seeks to get those, you know, he's coming. He's looking for those that are not paying attention. So
yes, ma'am.
If you're in this, if you're in the past and you won't let things go, you're giving spots for the devil to come in. So,
praise,
and you won't be able to ever heal. And that's that holding the grudge, and you don't want to do that. So I'm speaking from my own experience and what it means to really go to the Most High as a child and understand, like, I can't do this by myself.
Right.
And really talk to him. Don't talk to him like he's this unapproachable, you know, I like to make this joke with Ezekiel, phenomenal cosmic power, like, you know, the genie in the lamp. No, you talk to him like an actual father, like, Father, you know.
Exactly.
This is what's going on with me. And then pay attention to what happens during the day. I guarantee you he'll answer. It might not be in the way where you think it is. It'll come to you in a scripture or something a friend will say to you that'll be just what you need to hear. Just think about that, Israel, and have faith, because the Most High is listening. He's all around. Like Elder Katriel said, you cannot put the Most High in a box.
Praise God.
That's what we do. We put him in a box. And I am tired of that. I want people to understand that putting the Most High in a box is an insult to the greatest being that ever was and ever will be. The you know, so to say he can't do anything or to say something is like he can bend the heaven. He made it. So of course he can manipulate it. Think about that power he has in your life, Israel. That tomorrow you could wake up and your life can be changed for the better. So yeah, if it's hard right now, go to the Father with that sincere humility, and be for real humble about it. Don't go being presumptuous or pretentious. Go humble, and I guarantee you, he's gonna listen to you and answer your prayers. I promise you. That's all I gotta say.
And consider the proposal, because there's too much testosterone on this show. We need our women with tethered to the hip. So please consider the proposal of coming on till you get – come on. If you feel like coming on every night, I we'd love to have you on, because Sister Hootie, she needs a female companion in these study sessions. Like I said, it's too much testosterone. So consider the offer.
I will definitely give thoughtful consideration to the proposal.
Don't begin no thought prayer to y'all. Okay?
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
What you say?
Okay, you're
Karen. I said,
what you say to you?
I was saying something, please, darling. When the Spirit hits you to move, when the Most High tell you to come on, you come on. It could be once a week, twice a week, three times a week. But he's just saying,
yes, ma'am.
He welcome.
Five times a week.
Why do you know that?
Well, I'm retired now. So I got all the time in the world now, so I just got to get a little situated.
Well,
as we're, time.
We all would love it. We all would love it.
All praise to my God.
Thank you, sister.
Oh, well, God, no
you problem. Sister Hootie?
I'm okay. I'm happy. I'm not, okay. you know, I've been sick, but I've learned a lot just listening to everybody and some laughter, and I needed that. And I enjoyed the Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot out of it. And, of course, you know, Cottrell breakdown.
Cottrell's what?
You break down songs.
Oh.
You read it. I'm giving you kudos for representing the Most High when you pick the song and you're able to break it down. The Most High is giving you knowledge for understanding of what it's saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want to say. I've learned a lot listening.
I'll
probably do more talking next week, okay? I probably won't get to do the setup. Right now, I'm saving my voice.
All right.
Okay.
Ezekiel, you want to say something?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to say, you know, there's a special song talk about it's too much testosterone, but the song goes like this. This is a man's world.
Hey, man, get off that dope, man.
He ain't nothing without his woman.
Poor girl.
I was only talking about that one lyric right there, dang it. No, I was like, oh.
You know they had to
be fair. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's what I said.
I did want to say.
It's too much to talk about on this show. We got it. We got
that
it.
Was right on
that
was right on cue. That was right on cue.
Yeah. Yeah, two
sisters.
Yeah, balance it out.
This show is breaking barriers. The
right.
Age barriers,
all
the young and the old.
Yeah.
And the male and the female. They want us to have beef. The brothers against the sisters against
yes.
the brothers, the old against the young, the
we
young against
that.
The old. But we can see that we can break those barriers, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we
got
get along.
Revolutionary mindset.
Like
right there, Cocktail.
Huh?
Revolutionary mindset, brother.
No doubt.
Praise
oh,
God.
My
I'm down
just,
with Rodney King vibe. Can
out.
We all get along?
Mason.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and we can. We see that we can. It's a joyful thing.
In the dark.
Behold how good and how beautiful it is when Israel comes together.
Praise God.
In unity.
So I tell y'all,
yes.
The time is a flowing. I love each one of you. May the Most High bless you and direct all your steps. And even you, fellow investigators, that's not on the air, may the Most High bless you and direct your steps too. Praise y'all and bless his holy name each day. God, to our fellow students, lead investigators, y'all want to say good night, shalom, or goodbye to the people.
Good night.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. But you know what? Cottrell says something that strikes at the core of us. We need to learn how to get along. We're tethered together, men, women, young, old. They torn us apart, and we're broken. We had to connect, unify, connect with y'all, and get this right. We can't continue to keep getting this wrong. We love you. May the Most High bless you. And this song is really relative to that. Broken, broken, broken. Let's get it together. We love you. Shalom and good night.
Shalom.
Broken lines, broken strings. Broken threads and broken springs, broken idols, broken heads, people sleeping round in broken beds. Ain't no use driving, ain't no use in joking. The around you. Everything is broken. Broken bottles and then broken slates. Broken switches and then broken gates. Broken dishes and then broken parts. The streets are filling up with all those broken hearts. Broken words never meant to be spoken. Everything is broken. Songs.